Welcome everyone to another episode of the podcast. Some quick housekeeping for you. If this is your first time watching or listening to the show, thank you so much for giving me your time. I promise you I won't waste it. I hope that it's an enjoyable experience and you'll come back for more. Please just take a quick second. Follow me on Instagram at felix.levine. I post every clip of every episode on my Instagram channel. You'll be updated, you know, to the day when new things drop. All my personal stuff is on there. So go check me out on Instagram at felix.levine. DM me. Tell me what you like, what you want to see in the future. I try to get back and look at every single DM I get. So I really, really appreciate you guys taking the time to do that. Follow me on TikTok. I know I finally caved at Felix Levine. I'm trying to post a lot of small clips on my TikTok channel so that, you know, more of that short form content. So if you want to just look at a couple minutes here and there, you have the ability to do so. Same thing on my YouTube channel. You'll find every full video version of my shows on YouTube as well as shorter clips from those shows. So search me on YouTube, Felix Levine. I have a channel there, and I'm really trying to invest in that this year. So go check it out. Subscribe, comment, like, all of that good stuff on my YouTube channel. Now let's get into it. And my guest today, he is a UFC welterweight, and he is fighting very shortly on one of the biggest cards of the year in Perth, Australia. Please welcome my good friend, Randy Rude Boy Brown. And we're live.
What up?
My brother Randy.
My guy Felix.
Only what? Sophia, what are we thinking? Hour 20 late?
Wow. You brought it up, huh?
Hell yeah, I brought it up.
All
right. Nah, but I love you. This is going to be very distracting, I just realized. Because for people listening and or watching, since we're not set up to have the stream, I don't even think you can stream technically, legally. But we're watching a little bit of UFC at the same time. So we'll do like... we'll do podcasts, but like in a way, it'll be like a little fight companion when some crazy shit happens.
Bro, I love this dude, Johnson. Charles. I like the way he fights. I just love his mentality, confident.
You see how that? Anyways, dude, I'm hyped that you're here. Hyped that you're in the new studio.
Yes, sir, it's beautiful.
You like it?
Yeah.
Did I show you what it looked like before? I'll show you real quick.
No, it looks good though. Now it looks great. I like the... the wall is very regal.
This is like this Brooklyn is like, type.
Yeah.
It's like a Brooklyn type vibe. Look at what... this is what the space looked like before.
It's like a 90s, 80s type feel. When you go check your grandma, her walls and shit look like this. if you Brooklyn, you know what I'm talking about. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is a big difference.
Yeah.
Nice.
So now we pour. But like at least it looks good. You know what I'm saying? Hi, this is distracting. This is very distracting. So how many weeks out are we? Three, four?
Yeah, about 4 weeks. Less than 4 weeks.
You told me you're what, 190 right now. So what, you going to fight week 180?
Yeah, probably about 180 when I get there.
So what, you have to, what do you even do to get from 190, 180? Just right now it's just eating less and less?
Well, I'm carrying a little extra weight with the water, you know, creatine, that kind of stuff. So I'm a little... carrying probably about 2-3 pounds more than normal. Diet, once I start cutting certain carbs and certain things, little sugars, boom, 180 easy. Then I get there and cut 10 pounds.
Do you cut when you're like when you're gonna be on the flight? Are you gonna like cutting?
Nah, since I'm going so early, I'm gonna be good.
You're going 12 days early, but you'll get there like
10. Yeah, you lose a day. So I leave the 31st. I'll get there on the first.
But thankfully you'll be in business. So like, you know what I mean? Like yeah, you'll be chilling.
Hopefully.
Nah. I won't say anything more about that. But anyways, but you're feeling good. I haven't talked to you since like about camp and all that.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Other than
I'm
getting spanked great around today and sparring like you told me.
Yeah, today was, it's not even that I got spanked around. It's just, I didn't win every round, but you never win every round. And if any fighter that tells you, like, yo, I go in there and I never get beat up in sparring. I win every round. I never lost a round in sparring. And he's in the wrong place, or he's just a fucking liar.
This is just boxing?
This is straight boxing, yeah. And these are guys that are top guys in the world, you know what I mean? I'm not just sparring with some random scrubs.
Wait, so with Magdalena, are you training more or less like stand-up, since he's more of a stand-up guy?
When does this come out?
Like 10 days before. I mean, you want me to release it the day before?
You can do what you want.
I'll release it 2 days before, so not tell me the whole game plan.
No, I'm not telling you the whole game plan.
Chill.
What?
Come on, a little. You're going to wrestle him? That's what you told me off camera.
Yeah, maybe.
You told me you're gonna chain wrestle.
It's funny. I could do...
Jackie's chain wrestling.
This is one of those fights where styles make fights. I think that he has a style that is very complementary to my style. You know what I mean? And vice versa. We both have the style to beat each other, but it's going to boil down to who can implement the game plan better and who has the better condition to maintain their game plan.
But how does he beat you?
How? Well, I don't know. I do know. If he needs to get on the inside, look to rough me up, throw bombs over the top, get as close as he can and just make it mean, nasty. Okay, if he tries to be pretty on the outside and... you know, try to dig those body shots that he likes to do, lunging from outside, I think he's in trouble.
Yeah, but nobody's prettier than you. You got the
I appreciate that. Thank you.
That's actually the nicest thing I think I've ever said to you.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's the sauce, you know? There's something that you can't replicate. You know what I mean?
That's true.
And a lot of guys, I think, when it comes to stand-up, they try to replicate it, you know? But there's something about it that you can't really replicate. You can try, but it ain't going to be the real thing. And I think that he's a bruiser. He sees nose on the other side of his face.
Wait, pause. You see how, like, that shit's going like this?
Yeah. Because he's aggressive. He's coming forward. He doesn't want to fix it. I think it was a knee, you know, and it's fitting for him, for his style. You know, he's heavy pressure, mean, nasty. I'm getting in your face, and I'm clean punches, no tell on his shots. I like the way he goes to the body. He fights as if he's hitting pads or hitting a boxing bag. Very classically trained. Yeah. But it looks good to the eyes of like the average person, but I see that every day.
Yeah.
You know, there's a step above that when you start to add in what I like to call the sauce, right?
Yeah, but tell me like the sauce, like give me a little bit of the sauce. All right,
you've seen the sauce.
That's true. Except you know what I will say? What I kind of, also side note, Charles Johnson, I think, murked him.
Yeah, boy can wrestle. He can wrestle, he can strike.
It's that hair,
I like
dude.
The way he fights. He's a pretty good fighter.
If I ever saw you with that hair, I would flame the shit out of you. That is horrific.
Stands out, though. Stands out.
I think Jimmy Flick's going to go right back into retirement. What was I? Oh, about your style. No, did I show you the video of my last time I was watching your fight?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to
clip
it. Oh,
yeah, I did.
Bro, nothing stresses me out more than watching you fight. Because obviously, like...
You're emotionally invested.
I'm emotionally invested more than any other fighter. Mm-hmm. But then B, also, like, you know, it's the shit that you do when you, like, when you, like, duck.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that shit stresses me out. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you know what I'm talking about too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't Keith yell at you about this?
It's funny, like...
You always tell me, like, it's nothing.
I'm a creature of habit. We all are creatures of habit. But the thing is, you got to know... I have gears, right? I have gears and I know when to do what I'm doing. So like, if there's a guy that I realize, all right, I can continue to do this because this person is primarily doing this one thing over and over and he's stubborn with that, then if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right.
There's been fights in the past where I didn't do it at all. I fought completely different, right? So if you watch each fight, I evolve and I adapt to my opponent,
right?
And I make changes. And that's the mark of a caliber fighter.
Yeah.
Right? And a caliber fighter has the ability to make changes on the go. Round one, make adjustments into round two. There's fights where I come into round one completely one way and then round two completely another way. Yeah, and then round three completely another way again. And that itself is a skill.
Yeah. Well, I think too, like, I'm not even trying to toot your horn, but I think that you are definitely high IQ fighter and you can tell like the adjustments. And I think also like, I think when I was just saying about the stress part was like in the last one with Ronaldo,
mm-hmm.
with Uncle T.
Uncle T.
Yeah, Uncle, bro, you had me stressed.
Uncle T was
bro,
a savage, though.
Bro, round three, I was dead. I was like, Randy, get the fuck up. The fact that the last two fights I've been like, Randy, can we not do that this fight? I'm gonna show the clip of me watching your fights.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm like pacing back and forth like a fucking junkie. I'm like, Randy, get the fuck up, get the fuck up. Like, but you're just chilling.
Not even chilling. It's a fight, man. You're gonna be in compromised positions and you're gonna be in good positions and you just gotta be prepared for everything.
But the last one you knew you were up 2-0.
I knew I was up 2-0.
Like 100%?
100%. I
didn't rewatch it, but like I feel like there was one of the rounds was closer than the other. Maybe two.
Round two.
So I was like probably 2-0. But then, you know, you're like, oh, I think.
I knew I was up, and also remember prior to the fight, getting sick prior to that fight.
Oh yeah, wait. Right? You didn't, why didn't you ever tell people about this?
Can it I blow matter. Your spot up? I already won. Can so I blow your spot matter. Up? It doesn't matter. It really does. I'm telling you now. I mean, now people.
He was sick before the fight.
And I sent you the picture. You saw
Yeah, you
me.
Did, bro. You look
like IV'd up and shit.
Yeah, like the up. IV, like it was like, what was that? That was a week before?
Yeah. Like the flu, like tore up, almost pulled out of the fight. But like, was close.
What?
I
think it's because you're immune.
Maybe. Like a lot of times when you're training hard, your immune system is not as strong as it should be because, you know, you're breaking it down every day consistently. So sometimes you're more compromised to getting sick, more prone to getting sick.
But dude, also like, I feel like with this flight too, like that shit, you gotta be careful.
But that's why I'm gonna get there early. That's my whole plan. Honestly, if I had 10 weeks or 12 weeks to prepare for this fight, I would be there a month prior.
When did you get the call?
A month, like about, not long ago, maybe about, I was in Jamaica when they called me.
Oh, and that was not long ago.
I was in Jamaica probably what, 2-3 weeks ago.
So yeah, so you had like
six weeks to prepare.
And you didn't, why'd you want this one so bad?
It's not that I wanted it bad. Yeah. It was just, I just thought it was a great opportunity. You know, I think this is one of those situations where they're taking a young, no one wanted to take the fight apparently. No one, and I know why a lot of guys didn't want to go that far and,
you know, that I understand.
Give up all those advantages. But at the end of the day, man, I feel like I'm extremely underappreciated. You know what
Facts.
I mean? I'm underappreciated, underrated, people. Underpaid.
Yo, let's talk about,
you know what I'm saying?
I was about to say Dana, but can't say that name right now. times.
I think I need a moment in my career that I have to be undeniable. You know what I mean? And I think a situation like this, obviously I could have waited and waited for a rank opponent, but what's a bigger statement than going down to a prospect's backyard where everyone thinks he's the next coming of Jesus Christ, and I go out there, big him up and talk about how great he is and how dangerous he is, and I just fucking school him like he ain't shit.
And then five fight win streak.
And that's five. Then it's undeniable. My next fight has to be a top 10 opponent.
Has to be.
Must.
Can I call out all the opponents that I want for you?
Do you think?
All right. So Michael Chiesa, we're coming for you. Vicente Luque, we're going for the rematch.
Mm-hmm.
Bilal, we'll see you soon. Who's the other guys?
I don't know. You tell me. You calling them out.
Oh, Magni will work you too.
Mm-hmm.
Grandpa Mag.
Mm.
Not respectfully.
Shots. You got a soundboard?
Yeah, no, we don't got, yo, they get, that's Randy, what you, that's, has a soundboard. Randy, I don't have it yet. Who else am I thinking for you? There was somebody else. Weren't we talking about somebody else?
I don't really care, man. I mean, my goal ultimately is to, my ultimate goal is to be the best version of myself.
Yeah.
And just continue to grow and continue to just keep pushing forward and breaking barriers. Like my last few camps, I like to put like a title on my camps, on each camp. There's like a theme, right? There's a theme.
Thank God for Soph.
I know. I'm
Jesus Christ.
All right. So
he's too concussed.
there's a theme of every camp that I have. And you know, during the vlogs, we always have a theme.
What's this theme?
The theme of the last two camps were, the last one was I forget, what was the last one? The one before that was breaking barriers.
Okay.
And I think that carried over into the other one a little bit too. It's just, so it's always about, there's something that I'm focused on. And my focus on the last few camps were breaking barriers. That's probably why I got fucking sick. Pushing myself beyond. And I just, every camp, just trying to push hard. How hard can I train without being compromised? How much can I push? How much better can I actually get? You know, and that was the theme. In between camps, you know, that was also the theme, to continue breaking barriers. So for this camp, I think the theme is going to be resolve, just being resolved from the beginning. You know, I'm going out here in enemy territory, you know, taking a lot of unnecessary disadvantages, right? But I've been resolved from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, from the jump, I knew what this was. I knew what the fuck I signed up for.
Yeah.
You know, and my goal is to ultimately be the best in the world. So with that being said, I've made this decision in the beginning. My mind is made up. So no matter what obstacles that come with it, I already know what it is.
Yeah.
So let's go fucking do it.
Do you feel like it's, do you feel like regardless of the assuming victory, like that if you don't knock him out, it's like almost like a, an opportunity squandered? Or you feel like just getting your hand raised is
the performance, even if I finish him or not.
Yeah.
The performance that I'm going to put on. I told you this with Chaos, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Chaos kind of was funny because
that shit stressed me out too.
People thought there was idiots that thought I lost somehow, which is mind blown to
yeah.
me. But the performance needs to speak.
Yeah.
You know, and the performance will speak because I'm not only looking to win, I'm looking to outclass. I'm looking to yeah. show my skill set. And that's what I always want to show when I go out there and fight, more so than just getting the win. For me, I want to show off what I learned. I like to show off.
Well,
I
think too, you have a skill set that allows you to show off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, it's so nice looking. The striking is amongst the best in the UFC.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like that's also, like when you talk about class, like I feel like that plays right into your wheelhouse.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
But I think it's the only, the thing, I mean, dude, the one concern I have is literally just the judging.
Yeah.
Too, we don't know.
Well, I just can't give them the opportunities.
Yeah, yeah.
I just got to make it a complete shutout.
Yeah. Do you, I'm always curious. I don't think I've asked you this. Like, do you ask your coaches if you won that round, or you just tell yourself?
Like, according to my coach, I lost every round.
Oh, that's good.
See, according
good
to him, I lost every
round. Bro, I don't like these coaches that tell you they're like, you're up 2-0 and it's like clearly like 1-1 or they could be down.
This one time, actually, in the Trinaldo fight, that was the only time my coach told me I'm up a round ever. And I was... In the moment, it was funny. You see we all looked at each other. Like my other coach, my boxing coach, was in the corner. He looked at him like, "What?" And then my coach looked at me. Wait. And then before he went, I stopped, and we had this weird look. This is like a quick moment. If you watch the tape, we all look at each other, and then he stopped, and he never curses, right? Then he stopped, and he looked at me and said, "Don't fuck this up," and then walked out.
Wait, this is after round one or round two?
This is after round two.
See, right? That's okay. But
and look what happened.
And look what happened. Your ass was on the ground for 5 minutes.
I'm up two, bro. It doesn't make any sense. I gas out because I'm all fucked up anyway. I'm sick, bro. Like, I'm getting tired. It's all right. Let's not push.
Yo, how hard are Uncle T's elbows?
I don't know. They're hard as anyone else's elbow. That's an odd question, bro. Like, what you mean?
Nah.
My elbow is fucking hard.
Nah, but some people have like
Uncle T was dense. He had a dense body. You know,
he's just like a little pit bull.
He's a little tank. He's a little tank. What impressed me the most with him is when I hit him, typically you can sometimes get into someone's head. You know what I mean? Like by posturing.
Nah.
Right? You knock them down and I didn't go crazy and run over there and try to finish him. Obviously, I was sick, so I didn't want to gas myself out. I knew my tank was limited.
I was screaming. I'm like, finish him.
I was chilling, right?
That pissed me off.
But you can't. Damn, what would happen now if I ran over there?
We've talked about this.
And that's, you know, I'm gassed out.
You remember the fence grab? they did on purpose?
That was bullshit.
I was so hyped for the fence grab. I did one of them things, you know, where you're like, good, let's go.
Yeah, it didn't really do much though. Think about it,
bro. You and I literally in your living room. We're going over like some Japanese term you were using.
Yeah, yeah. Osotogari.
Yeah, whatever. The fuck. And you were trying to explain to me how like your fence grab did nothing.
It did. It really did. If you really look at anyone that understands judo, look the takedown that he used. The takedown. It was an Osotogari or.
Yeah, but is the referee supposed to think about the Osotogari?
No, but if you look at the takedown, he would have pulled me away from the cage. He wouldn't have pulled me down. And even if he did take me down, look what happened. Not even 5 seconds later.
I agree. And then
big takedown, and now he's landed on my back in a much better position. What did I do? I scrambled. I reversed it. Now he's on his back. Whoa, big deal. It changed the whole thing. It changed the whole fight. No, it didn't. Come on.
No, look, I was hyped that it happened.
Yeah.
But it was a pretty, it was, like.
It happens. Shit happens.
Nah, I agree. Shit happens.
We're fighting, man. Shit is just chaos.
You just
gotta
be careful, though, because in Perth, bro, they might be on some fuck shit where they take a point right quick.
Yeah, we'll see.
But he can't wrestle you anyways, because you're going to wrestle him.
We'll see.
You're going to chain wrestle him? Be honest.
We'll see what happens, man. We'll see how it goes.
You can try to... Your front headlock, because I've been in it, is very tight, I will say.
Yeah.
And you had Uncle T in that shit for like...
Yeah, almost had him.
You almost had him.
If I had like 20 more seconds or so, I probably would have choked him out. But that's the game, bro. I think there's nothing more intimidating than someone. Like, Anderson Silva was the best at this. You would hurt someone, and when you hurt them, you don't go crazy. That's just a sign of inexperience. When you run over there, now you're in a scramble.
There's levels of it though,
but
right?
Here's the thing.
Like hurt.
Exactly. But that's up to you. That's at your discretion for you to understand that. Yeah, that's another skill in itself of understanding that. So you hit them, boom, and they're all fucking wobbly legs. And you look at them and you just like, I didn't do it by accident. Some guys, they're just fucking fighting. And then, I caught him. Oh, shit. And then that's next thing you know, they're running and they're throwing fucking gorilla punches. And now they're in a clinch. And it's like, what the fuck are you doing? Right? Whereas I knew Trinaldo wasn't hurt. I knew he wasn't hurt. People are giving me slack for that. But I'm like, he wasn't hurt enough for me to go crazy. And I also know myself that I was sick.
Yeah, yeah.
So I knew my tank was limited. So I'm like, I can't go out here and press gas. And then all of a sudden, I'm gassed. And now he's fucking me up.
You've been sick in a few.
Couple times. Luque, I fucked up. So there's only two fights where I was sick. My last one in Luque. Luque, I was sick bad. Luque was the whole weight cut
thing. Yeah, I remember you were telling me that.
Yeah, that shit was rough. That was the scariest feeling of my entire career.
Why? What happened? Like, what do you feel?
Just knowing what it is. Knowing, and you're just like, damn. You know, round one, I'm looking up at the clock like, fuck.
But like, what does it feel like? You're just tired?
Exhausted, dehydrated. Not like you fucked up the whole weight cut. You're not rehydrated properly. So you're just, my skin looks all gray. And I'm gassed in round one. Nothing scarier than someone being...
I can't even imagine.
Fresh, looking over at you, bouncing like this, and you're just shot. And all you got to do is just... You got to smile. You be like, all right, we here.
What's it feel like? Actually, what's it feel like to like be like gassed in a fight? Because like I've been gassed like when I work out. Mm-hmm. But like I'm not having somebody when they like...
Trying to hurt you.
Yeah, yeah. Other than you.
I'm not trying to hurt you. But it's scary. It's scary. That's the time I think... There's a quote in Keith's gym on the wall that says, fatigue makes cowards of men, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
shout out Keith.
Yeah, shout out Keith. That is true. There's no truer statement than that. And there's I don't really see myself as being afraid of anyone or anything. Mm-hmm. But that moment, when I'm in that moment, I was afraid.
Yeah.
I was afraid because I'm like...
But are you afraid of getting knocked out?
I'm just afraid of getting hurt. I'm afraid of all of it. I'm just afraid of the moment. I'm afraid of being embarrassed. I'm afraid of like, I'm just like, fuck. Like, it's one thing if I go, I'm not afraid to go out on my shield. I'm not afraid to, we throw and boom, I got caught. Oh shit. And I'm trying to, and I just boom, boom, and I get beat up. You know what I mean? It happens. We're in a fight game. I'm afraid that I'm compromised. That's going to make me scared. Because if I'm fighting, if I'm in the fight and I'm fighting and I'm at the best of my ability and I'm good and I get hit, I'm not now scared because I'm hurt. I'm just like, thinking, all right, what do I do? How do we? It's a game. You know, I'm trying to figure out things.
Right.
When I'm compromised, I got a handicap, and you're like, fuck, I got to go in this with a handicap? Fuck. Now you're scared because I'm like, I don't have my tool. I don't have my shit.
Yeah.
How can I defend myself? I'm not good. I'm not okay.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? That's scary.
Who?
Oh, yeah. That shit happens.
You had an asthma attack mid-fight?
Yeah.
Bro, Randy always just be saying shit like mad casually, be like, yeah, word, when I was like,
but what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
Well, that's what I'm asking you.
I won the fight, but what are you gonna do? That's the thing. It doesn't make any sense bringing these things up. It's like, because, all right, what is that gonna do for the fans? Don't give a fuck.
Do you ever just think, like, let me just YOLO this shit then? Start swinging. I know I got 2 minutes in me. Let's just start banging. Yeah, I'm telling you, that shit will be. Just start Cody Garbranding the shit, you know?
I did that shit today. Like, we had like 1 minute left in the final round. I said, fuck it. It just started
why not?
Swinging. That pushes your cardio. Not necessarily. I'm not that kind of fighter.
Yeah, you're not.
I'm more of a thinker in there. You know, I'm more of like, I have a plan of action and I want to execute it. You know, I'm not really just like, I'm a beast. I'm a dog.
I would love to see like that just one time. Just
It's in me. I mean, you know, but it's like, if I have to, if there's no reason for me to do it, then I don't really.
Okay, so if you're like down two rounds, you'll do it?
Even so, no, that's not the time to do something like that.
Really? But if you're down two rounds, like, you can't just take your time and be patient.
No, but that's the thing. That's why these guys always, you ever notice?
You're going to lose the fight.
Not necessarily. Then you got to pick what you want to do. You still got to set them up. It's still a game. It's chess, not checkers. That's why, you ever notice some guys, you put two guys together. For instance, you put Chaos Williams versus a guy like Mike Perry. And you put them in each other. Fireworks. You sit back.
Facts.
Them dudes are going to fucking bang. Fight of the year. They're going to go crazy. And everyone's going to love it. Sacrifice brains on the line. Hey,
oh my God, right? Zero brains.
Oh, we love it.
Sure.
Drop me in the equation with any one of those dudes. How come it's not a war?
Because you're not making it a war.
Because I don't allow it to be a war.
No, I right? agree.
Because I don't want it to be a war.
Guy like Chaos, there's no reason to get into a war with that guy.
Wasn't it an exciting fight? It was a great fight.
Well, it was stressful.
It's an amazing fight, and everybody still loved it.
It was stressful as fuck.
But for you,
people
loved that fight. That was one of the best fights on the card. But guess the thing is that styles make fights, and you put a rock versus rock, they're just going to do this all day. You put a rock in the water, the rock fucking sinks.
Okay, right? Then side question. You know, because you know what fans want to see, not that that's going to adjust it, mm-hmm. but like in terms of like brand and marketability, mm-hmm. and we've had this conversation sometimes, like you don't ever feel like there's some fights or some opponents where maybe
you need one for your career is good. You need one.
We just,
but I'm not paid enough. I'm not paid high.
Bro, facts.
And then two, not only that,
if you have
the tools, there's a sledgehammer. I'm allowed to knock this door down. They're like, here's a sledgehammer. But we also have a key. Yeah, I got the key too. You want to just open the door?
Right.
It'll be cool for me to fucking swing and knock down the fucking door, right? I could just knock it down so that we all could be like, oh, bro, shit. Right?
If you were paid $1 million a fight, would you YOLO the shit?
If I don't have to, no, I wouldn't.
But like if they... I'm trying to think of a situation. But I agree though. Like you're not like, not just you, but like fighters in general. Like there's so much risk with like...
And it's not even about the risk for me. It's just I have a skill set.
No, I know.
It's sometimes people don't appreciate. I got into this to build a skill set. My whole goal is to make myself as good as possible and develop this thing that I've dedicated my life to that no one else has, that no one else can achieve if they haven't done the same things that I've done.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm just fucking go in the octagon and be like, yeet, throw that shit out the window and just be like,
oh my God.
When nothing sexier to me. Hardcore fans know what it is. Nothing sexier than me than making a motherfucker miss.
Yeah.
Nothing sexier for me than somebody throwing at me. And I'm like, yip, 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 boom.
Yeah.
And I'm gone.
I agree.
Beautiful.
That I agree.
Beautiful.
What do you think?
That is art to me.
I agree.
My art takes precedent over everything else.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, the cool thing about art. If you display your art with martial arts, if you display it and implement it correctly,
yeah, then it's,
it is fucking effective.
Yeah, yeah.
And you
get the
result of the, oh, you're gonna get the KO.
Yeah.
Anderson Silva was the master. What war you seen Anderson Silva in?
Yeah.
Anderson Silva used to just yeet motherfuckers. Yeah. Just like they used to be like ready for that, go, and they just, and he'll just be like, well,
do you think Anderson,
zoom, and dudes are gone.
You think Anderson, like if he was still in his prime today, would have had the career that he had?
Maybe not, because the skill set of everyone evolved. Else has caught up. But I think he'd still be very, very good.
Right.
I still think that he'll be an elite guy.
Right, I agree.
Possibly still champion, but maybe not on a 16-fight run because there are a lot of young killers coming.
There's killers, bro. There's killers. Yeah, no. What I was going to say, too, with the... Oh, well, we were talking about fighter pay, but we won't go that route.
You can talk about whatever you want.
That shit. Wait, can we get really controversial?
It's you. It ain't me. It's your show.
No, but I want...
If I don't want to talk about it, I'll leave it somewhere else.
Pause. Can we talk about this Dana thing for a second? Because I haven't seen you since it happened.
Go ahead. Talk about it.
I want to hear your thoughts.
My thoughts? I've spoken about
it. Wait, you know how stupid it... Wait. Is like all the... What'd you say on your show? I didn't see it.
Listen. My whole point was just there's idiots that are always going to try to defend him. There's idiot. It's a... You got to understand the fan base of mixed martial arts. I love my fans.
Yeah.
A lot of MMA fans are, let's be honest, you're looking at incel basement dwellers. It's just facts. It's just
damn.
Kids that are just, you
he
know.
He said it's a bunch of virgins.
Probably. Am I lying? Tough. Tell me I'm lying. Majority of MMA fans are incels. If you look online, these dudes are fucking weird, bro. There's a lot of little weirdos. And they can't wait to get behind the...
This is going against...
They hate women. A lot of these dudes hate women. So it's like, for me, it's like, yo... That's what it is, bro. So they're defending Dana. Even Dana himself was like, bro, why are y'all defending me?
Yo, you know what blows my mind more than anything? It's like these idiot fighters who are defending him before.
They're assholes too. They're idiots. There's idiots. You know what I can do as a fighter to a woman?
I
can kill a human man.
No, I know.
I can kill another athlete. Imagine an untrained woman.
No, I know.
I can easily take her life. Right? So now, me knowing that, there would be no reason for me to ever. That would make me want to control myself that much more.
Right.
Because there's no reason, no matter what happens, it would be a reason for me to put my hands on.
No, that, I mean, obviously there's no disagreement. I think what I'm more curious about is like, when everybody's talking about like the repercussions this, repercussions that,
mm-hmm.
like, I don't know, man. I don't know if we're ever going to, like, I don't know A, I don't think anything's going to happen. But as like a fighter in the organization, I mean, not that it wouldn't like really change much for you, but like, I don't know. Is there any part of you that's like, you know, when you put it all together, whether it's like the lack of pay, like who's running the organization, some of the different things that they're not making life easy for you to when you're going and fighting in far places, just little things like that, like make you ever think like, fuck this shit, let's go to PFL where you're going to get Shane Burgos and, you know, Anthony Pettis type money?
Not necessarily, because I think that the UFC is fair in a way where we all have opportunity. You see what I'm saying? We do have all opportunity.
Do you though?
But it's the same thing. Who's to say if I go to PFL, I'm just going to automatically get paid like Shane
Burgos? You will get paid.
If I just go there, I'm just getting paid.
We'll talk about this off air. You will get paid. Dude, do you know what Shane, you know how much Shane
know, tell me right now on air, how do you know that I'll get paid?
Okay.
Because I've had this, a conversation CEO. I have to have a conversation with
him. We could set you up. But okay, I'll tell you right now on air. First of all, Shane, very good friend of mine. Awesome fighter.
Yeah.
Right? Very exciting. Very skilled.
I appreciate his skill set.
Oh, for sure. And he's a dog. Like, people love him, right? And he's an awesome human being. Anthony Pettis, obviously former champ. So that was like, you know, when they were bringing him over. And he got paid. I think he got paid in his last fight like $750 to show. Lost twice to Stevie Ray, by the way.
Yeah, but you got to look at Anthony Pettis as who?
Is what?
Who is Anthony Pettis? Anthony Pettis is the original Wheaties guy.
Oh, for sure.
Guy.
No, for sure, for sure.
He definitely broke a boundary.
That's why I want to take Shane as a better example. I don't know the exact number, so I don't want to speculate, but I hear, I can tell you off air what I've heard. It's a lot.
I know it's a lot.
So it's like basically if he fights the four fights that they guarantee you a year, plus you have a shot at the millie, right? Like he has potentials to make millions year, right? And on paper, like obviously you guys are in different weight divisions, yada yada, but like I don't really think that like in terms of like brand, I don't think there's too much different, right? In terms of like their desire to bring, because especially PFL, like they want to bring in people that have been in the UFC. You've been in the UFC a long time, right? People know you in the UFC. Like you're at you're top welterweight, right? So I think for them, the way that they continue to get exposure to the PFL is to bring in, you know, big names in MMA.
For sure.
Where I consider you as well. And also like think about the opportunity. The four guaranteed fights is big. A, the show and
you work for PFL?
Bro, no, but I don't know why I'm advocating
for you work for PFL.
You know what's so funny? When I was talking to, well, I won't say it right now, but another fighter friend of mine that you know, it's not that I'm more like a PFL. I'm not a PFL guy, for example. Like I would rather watch UFC 100 times out of 100 times. But since I'm friends with some of y'all and I care about you more as people than the net, like whether you have two more fights or no more fights, like I'm not sure. I'm not sure the PFL model is sustainable for them.
Facts.
But who the fuck cares? Because in 10 years you're not going to be fighting
right now.
So take the bag.
Right now, I feel you. I feel you on that.
You know, like I don't know. That's just my stance with like. And granted, obviously, like if you're in a position where you're fighting top five guys or you have a shot at the title, obviously, right? You want to stay in the UFC. You want to get that shot at the title. But like, I don't know, bro. Like you're. Things that people, this is also like another thing that I want more people to know about you is like, because I've gotten to know you well as one of my good friends, is like your business, like you, other than fighting, you know, we talked about this the other day, like you have so many other things that interest you in life. You know what I mean? And I think that you're a businessman, content wise, like creative wise, like there's a lot of different things that you've told me literally that post fighting you want to do. And I just feel like it just breaks my heart when I see like how hard you and also other fighters work. For the fucking the bag.
That's fair.
Or the lack thereof.
That's fair.
You know what I'm saying? And so like if people in PFL are willing to pay that, and I'm just saying PFL is an example, or Bellator, or whatever
here's the
it is.
Thing. Here's the thing is that what people got to understand. Also, with the UFC, I think that the ceiling is higher. The ceiling is higher. Here's why the ceiling is higher. When you have the label of UFC, it brings other brands. It brings so much that comes with that. It also... Not only that, is that it's just more eyes, so it's more opportunity.
But you already have it.
Yeah, but...
And you've had it for a while.
So here's the thing. I have unfinished business here. Like I said, resolve from the beginning. Right? Resolve from the beginning. I set out with a goal, you know, and I have my goal that I need to meet, you know, whether I meet that goal or not. I have to completely I have to get the belt, right? Or I have to get to a point where even if it's not achievable anymore, we got to be realistic, right? Because it happens. And if it doesn't, then I can pivot from there. But right now, it wouldn't make any sense for me to just,
Hear me out. There's one thing, though. You've told me this. Do you care more about being a prize fighter or a championship fighter? If the two happen together, that's awesome, obviously.
I'm a prize fighter.
Okay.
I'm a prize fighter. I'm a pride fighter as well.
I agree.
What I'm saying? So I do want to finish my goals. You set out to get your goals. I want to become champion. And not only that, what would be my legacy left behind in the UFC if I have never broken the top 15? That doesn't even make sense. You know, I would never be spoken about ever. I would just be like, oh, yeah, I remember. I'd be one of those guys. You remember those fighters sometimes? Yes. Oh, yeah, you remember that dude?
Okay, but real genuine question. Say after this fight or maybe one more, then you're ranked 12. Mm-hmm. You think there's really that much of a difference?
For me, yeah, I think there
for
is.
For you?
Yeah.
Okay.
For me, there is. But, and the thing is, again, the money will come. You yourself said I'm business minded. I got a lot going on in my life.
No, you do.
Right? And I'm not an idiot. You know, so unfortunately, there are a lot of fighters who are just like, I'm a tough guy. I'm a beast. I'm a dog. And then when it's done, it's like, oh, you're still a dog over there.
Yeah.
Right? But ultimately, you need to use fighting to propel. So I have a lot going on, a lot of things set in place where regardless of what, I know I'm going to be all right. Right. You know what I mean? But the money will come. Obviously, I want to be rich. Who doesn't want to be rich, right? I don't even care about being famous. I want to be rich. Nah. I want my family to be good, right? I want to be comfortable, be able to do whatever the fuck I want to do, right? So that's all it really is. But when I set my goals, I gotta give my whole heart to my goals. Ultimately, if you don't give your whole heart, then what's the point?
Do you set a deadline on your goals?
Yeah.
Like, okay, for example, like the belt, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what's your internal deadline?
It's close. It's close. Yeah. You know, then
bro, that's the truth, or you're not going to fight for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
You know?
So it's close. But we're on the path. We're on the path. And what sucks is, Felix, is that my skill set, I speak about being underappreciated. My skill set, I don't take a lot of damage, one.
Yeah.
Two, my skill set is like, I feel like a lot of people haven't really seen what I'm actually capable of, what I can actually do.
But what do you, okay,
and
so
I,
describe.
And I need to put that out
so,
there.
Okay, so what do you feel like, based off your fights, all right, what is missing from, other than like maybe like a majorly viral knockout that we've talked about, mm-hmm. in terms of skill set, what have people not seen, do you feel like?
All of it, a lot of it, just my ability. You know, sometimes I think things get, like when you have a certain skill set with the average fan just doesn't recognize, I think they like to see a brute force. They like to see this guy's a monster, this guy's an athlete, this guy's a beast, he can mm-hmm. roar, right? That's what most people can recognize easily.
Right.
A lot of times, grace is not something you kind of go hand in hand with a MMA fighter, right? You're not thinking about grace. And so guys that do have grace, I think it takes longer for them to be appreciated.
Well,
because they look at it like, this guy's going to get knocked out. This guy sucks or whatever, because they can't really recognize the skill set of what you're doing.
But you know what my issue is with the UFC, as much of a fan as I am, is mm-hmm. that because it's not just, it's when you were saying like, it's so much opportunity. Mm-hmm. What I hate is that they make you feel that way, but in the back end, there's so much like fucking politics that there shouldn't be, which mm-hmm. is why I like, honestly, even Bellator and PFL and these other ones that have these like tournaments, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's like, you could style like that. That's why, like if you were in a tournament, if the UFC had a tournament, right? Mm-hmm. And it was not about, and you had to win three fights to get to the belt, and it wasn't about your performances, it was just about getting wins, right? Moving on in the tournament, mm-hmm. then I think that would favor you, right? Because you have the skills, in my opinion, to beat anybody in the world, right? But we know you can even be on a fucking 10 fight win streak, and they're not even talking about you getting a top five or a top seven.
Do you have that it thing that they talk about?
The thing that annoys the fuck out of me is that like—
Patty got the it though. Patty got that it. You gotta have the it. You got the it. Fuck the skill set. You got the it. You need the it.
But you know, okay, great point. Like, and I love Patty, right? I had him on a show. But
Patty,
like,
they got shit. Let me put that out there right now. I know you love Patty. Patty ain't got shit.
No,
that motherfucker is garbage. Trash. Pass me a piece of paper. Toss me a piece of paper.
No, but
trash.
Nah, but my point is, Patty could win two more fights, and low key they could be talking about a title fight. Whereas you could be on an 8-fight win streak, right? But because it's not like this, that because of the politics, mm-hmm. they wouldn't even. It's not even a conversation, facts. And that's the shit that facts. Bothers me. That's because facts. I know you, and I know how hard you work, and I know like, and I know, and then I know also like the money and all that, and I'm like. This shit is it's more politics than it is merit, in my opinion. And they try to jack that it's not.
That's life.
No, it's not.
I'm gonna tell you right now. Unfortunately, and I don't want to bring race into us and make this edgy or nothing like that. But real, unfortunately, that's America, bro. That's what it, I grew up in Jamaica, but when I came, so I didn't really deal with a lot of race shit, right?
Right.
Until I came here. But I'll tell you straight up, what it is that from what I've learned and what I've gathered by myself is that. You gotta be twice as good.
So on that point, Randy, okay? Why not? And I'm not, it sounds like I'm an advocate for fucking Bellator or PFL over here, but then why not go to a place where it's more about like where they'll put you in a tournament and it's like fuck white, black, other.
I'm not saying that's what it is with the UFC. I'm just saying in general.
You saying Dana's racist?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying in general.
He's already.
You gotta be twice as good. And I think unfortunately. Maybe my mind is just conditioned that way because I've always been that way with everything. I always just felt like, yo, fuck it. I'm not going to make an excuse. Don't make it. It is what it is. Fuck it. Okay. I'm getting the shitty end of the stick. Oh, well.
But guess what?
I've always came out on top. At the end, it feels good to be like,
I agree. Right? I agree.
So that's why.
Okay, I agree.
I just like, yeah, okay, fuck it. I'll be that underdog. I've been the underdog forever.
But genuinely.
That's the storyline of my career. That's my life. I'm not even supposed to be here right now. You know that. I'm not supposed to be here right now.
Right.
But here I am.
But then
I've already won. Low key, in my life, bro, I already won. I won.
I agree. But then there's like, as somebody who loves you as a friend, like, then I feel like there's. I just feel like there's. It's not that I'm like trying to sway you one way or another, honestly.
And that's not a completely out of the picture. I'm not saying I would never go there.
Right.
Absolutely.
And I'm not even saying go to PFL, really. What I'm just saying is like, when you're, and you're like, as you were saying, like some of these MMA fighters, respectfully, not on your level in terms of intelligence. It's like when you're 45 or 50, right? And you're like, damn. You think there's any part of you that would have regrets on allowing too many other people to have had an impact on the life that you're now living at 45 or 50? Is basically my question.
All right, I have two answers to that question. Is the first one is that there is no one making decisions that's ever going to have impact on my career. I feel like I've tackled that a long time ago. I've wrestled with that a long time ago. You know, I'm the own master of my destiny, and mm-hmm. I'm literally control whatever. At the end of the day, it's my say at the end of the day of how I want it, where I want it to go. So I don't really think there's anyone controlling me in a sense where I'm going to look back and be like, damn, what if I did it my way? Those are conversations I've already had with myself. And I said, fuck that. Mm-hmm. I don't want that. That is another fear of mine that I do not want ever to happen. The what ifs. And then that person that was making decisions, then you're looking back. Like they, for them, they'll be like, oh yeah, remember we did that? And they're on to the next, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're like, damn, what if I did this? What if I did it my way? So I've already wrestled with that. And I already know every decision that I make ultimately comes down to me. Secondly, I don't really care. What people think and what people, you know, people can't influence my decisions. You know what I mean? I'm not really worried about anyone else. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really worried about
it. Nobody influences your decisions?
Not really. No. Nobody. Only people that can influence my decisions is she's sitting right there.
Facts. She, her, that's the wifey.
Her and my children. And I make decisions based off of them. You know what I mean? Based off of my family, based off of my future.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really make decisions off of my ego. I don't really make decisions off of, you know, what I think people are, how people are going to perceive me.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Yeah. No, my thing at the end of the day is I want, it sounds corny as fuck, but like, as long as you're happy, like as your friend, that's all I care. That's all.
And I want to be happy. I want to be happy. And of course I know I deserve to be happy, but I'm not saying PFL is out of the picture. out of the question for sure. That's an opportunity that I would. That's a route that I would love to explore.
Can I, can I make one last point about PFL?
Yeah, 100%.
Yo, listen, also PFL hire me. Like, what the fuck? I'm literally vouching to get more UFC fighters that I know you guys are begging every time that they're free. My point is this: is say how many fights you have under your contract left?
After this, it'll be a renegotiation period after this.
Okay, so you know, when you're on
so that's the thing. What if I win this fight and walk away? That don't make sense.
Listen though, listen. Talk about leverage. I'm a top welterweight on a 5-fight win streak. Who won the welterweight title in PFL this year?
The French guy.
No, that was at 55.
No, it was the French guy. He bought Delaney Taylor.
Oh, Sadabusi.
Yeah, Sadabusi.
He's Swedish. Yeah, actually, that'd be a good fight. That'd be like y'all are very similar, but you're better at that game. But think about this, bro.
You think it'd be a good fight?
No, I think you. Oh no, it'd be probably kind of boring. But like, but I think okay. Real talk though, you got pissed. You don't think it'd be a good fight?
When you say good fight, what do you mean?
Well, okay. There's two ways of answering good fight. Like, would it be like? I think it would be a stand-up kickboxing belt.
Maybe. I'm going to make some martial artists.
Oh, fact. Low-key, though, I got to give him credit. I don't know if you watched him. Like, his takedown defense got way better.
Who's trying to take him down?
Rory.
Who?
Rory McDonald.
Oh, okay.
You don't got respect for Rory?
Nah. Shout out, Rory.
Wait, you're about go ahead, unleash. I feel you right unleashed. Now. Unleash. Now you're about to, say something.
Rory's a dog, but Rory. At what point did he fight Rory? Is this post-Jesus Rory or pre-Jesus Rory?
Yo, Rory on some shit. What's good with him?
I don't know, bro. Where are we going? I asked you a question. Now you're telling me Rory on some shit. Bro, I don't know.
Rory, no. Do you remember there was a point?
Who tried to take him down? You're taking me somewhere else. Who tried to take him down? Was it Rory tried to take him down? Was it post-Jesus right or like pre-Jesus? Because that's two different Rorys.
Well, I'm looking this up right now. Rory. It was definitely the post-Jesus Rory, too.
All right, so that's it. Enough said. You don't got to look nothing else up, bro. That's enough said.
Wait. But hold on. Sadabusi. Bro, and this motherfucker made a milli. Plus everything that he made the rest of the year.
Yeah, shout out to him, man. Shout out to those dudes that they're feeding their families. I love that. But here's another thing, right? He made a milli.
No, he probably made more.
He probably made more than a milli. You yourself said that model is not sustainable. I don't know. We don't know the in or outs of their business. But
of course, it's not sustainable.
Now what? Now what? He made a milli. He got taxed. Hopefully, he invested the right way.
What do you mean he got taxed? You get taxed too?
Yeah, I do get taxed too. But he got taxed on it. He got taxed. I hate taxes, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Shout out to the House proposing that bill. I don't know much of the ins and outs of it, but what I read is
less
that
taxes?
I don't know. They're trying to abolish the IRS, bro. Apparently. That's I don't know what the fuck is going on. I didn't read it. I just read a headline.
Shocker. Randy Brown does not like the IRS.
Nobody likes the IRS.
Oh, my God. Yo, yeah, but okay. Wouldn't you get rather taxed on a milli than taxed on
like 250K? Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
All right. So that's a terrible argument.
It's not an argument. I'm just stating the facts. All right, he got taxed on it. Boom. Got to pay your management. Got to pay all that shit, right? Boom, boom, boom.
And
got
to pay management.
And then coaches, all that shit. And then what if you don't go to the next tournament? When's the next tournament? What if you don't win the next tournament? You know, they're not putting on fights every week.
You get guaranteed 4 fights a year.
Oh, you're guaranteed 4 fights?
You're guaranteed.
Every one of them?
Every one of them.
Oh, wow. Man, that's good.
So that's why, bro. That's pretty good. Bro, listen to me. That's why, from what I've heard, some people who have half a mil to show.
Mm.
4 fights, that's $2 million a year plus a shot at the milli. You're looking at millions of dollars, bro.
Yeah, that's facts.
Like, I think that, like, that's just kind of my point is that, like, and then you look at the competition, and no disrespect to Sadabusi, who's very talented.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, you're the number one, right? It's like.
Yeah, but are they running to sign any and everybody? We don't know that.
Brother, I will bet you right now, fucking whatever you want, that if you're a free agent and you go to them, they're not only going to give you a fucking amazing, yo, these motherfuckers better pay me for this promo, but they're going to be super interested in you, and they're going to give you a fat check, and you're coming off of, like, at that point, imagine you have, and what some guys do is, if they're in the position to do that, is, you know, PFL or any other professional promotion they give you an offer, you go to the UFC and they at least match it, or fucking you give them the chance to match it.
For sure. For sure.
I just want Dana to open up his checkbook to you a little more.
Absolutely.
Trying to buy more property in Jamaica.
Yeah, I property here too. Shit. All over the world.
Where's after Jamaica, where are we buying? I'm trying to get on that scheme, by the way.
It's not a scheme.
I know.
Hey, it's not a scheme. Don't
playing,
do that. Do
I'm
not
playing.
Do that.
I'm playing. I'm playing. God damn.
So my next goal is that's crazy. Right? my next goal is to buy
a. No, you and I are gonna buy houses next to each other in Jamaica.
I don't know about next to each other.
That's why not?
I can't see you every day.
You wouldn't want to chill with me every day.
Nah, I love you, but every day is crazy.
Why? We would have
every other day, baby.
Okay, but I'm not gonna even be. That's disrespect. Wait, now I'm hurt. You're telling me if we were neighbors, like we wouldn't vibe all the time.
Oh yeah, we vibe all the time right now.
But you said, yeah, that's true. But you wouldn't want to see me every day. You get annoyed at me? Annoyed at me?
Every day. If I get annoyed at you, I can see me getting annoyed of you. But I'm not saying like I'm annoyed at you right now or I've ever gotten annoyed of you. But I'm very like, you know, and I like to look ahead and I can say.
And you can say Felix would annoy the fuck out of me.
Felix would probably start to annoy me at some point.
Damn.
But I love you though.
I don't know how to take this.
I mean, but a lot of people. I feel that way about everyone. I can't.
Okay,
be
but on a scale of like,
long.
Oh well, yeah. But like on a scale of like me, it's like the most annoying people you know. Where am I on that scale? Come on, I gotta be at the bottom. Why are you smiling when you're thinking about it?
I'm smiling because I could be an asshole right now. But I,
no,
I'm
be not, an asshole.
I'm
go ahead.
Tell the truth.
Go ahead.
You're not very high up on the list. Not very high up on the list. But if I can think about some annoying motherfuckers, trust me. Right now, there's one that just bow,
oh,
just
really?
In my face. Yo. In my immediately when
oh, please
I, when you
tell,
said
please.
That, I'm not gonna do it. I can't do it.
Please,
but I cannot. But that
did you
motherfucker
say so?
Is super annoying.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
I'm not even kidding.
Don't say it, but y'all know she knows,
she knows too.
Yeah,
it's one of your homies.
No.
I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's like I wouldn't
Should
say
I start
like
beef
a
right
homie,
now?
But just like you know, yeah, it's a friend. But it's not like we chilling every day. But it's not. I don't
self mouth it to me.
No, I don't hate this person, but you know what I'm saying? There's people that just say, you know, there's people that just annoying.
Oh, well, yeah, obviously. But like, do you act fake to that person?
No.
So they know that.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, like, bro, you're doing a lot.
Mouth it.
I don't think you know that.
Yeah, you don't
Damn.
Know. Not a fighter. I like fighters.
And now we're just going to take a quick break to talk to you about my longtime sponsor in U.S. Wellness Meats. At uswellnessmeats.com, you can choose from over 350 foods raised the way nature intended. That includes 100% grass-fed and grass-finished beef, lamb, bison, elk, and dairy. They also have pasture-raised heritage pork, wild-caught seafood, and pasture-raised poultry. These are some of the host of foods that you can find at uswellnessmeats.com, where the owners are the actual farmers themselves, and now they've introduced a subscription food delivery service and curated sample farm bundles. Choose the bundle of food you want to receive every month, and they'll deliver it right to your door automatically. It's never been easier to serve your family real, honest-to-goodness food without the junk. U.S. Wellness Meats is the choice of championship sports teams, professional athletes, chefs, world-class trainers, and families just like yours all over America. Use promo code PODCAST, that's PODCAST, to save 15% off of every order at uswellnessmeats.com. Now let's get back into it.
I was trying to start beef. I can't. It's just like a person.
Which fighter do you like? Is there any fighter you actually have beef with? I feel like you don't.
Nah, I don't really have beef with anyone.
Just start beef with somebody. Who should we start? I don't know, for fun.
Nah, I'm not really beef is weird in MMA. Because like, here's the thing about beef in MMA, which bothers me. It's like, we're going to do all that. And then afterwards, we're supposed to hug it out. And then like, but you done talked about my children. You talked about my mom. You talked about everything.
Yeah.
You talked crazy. That's the problem with today's day and age with the internet is like, everything is like blurred. So like people talk wild crazy to you. And then you're the bad guy now.
Yeah.
If you violate them, you're the bad guy. And then you didn't, it's squash. You were supposed to shake his hand. Man, fuck you. I ain't shaking your hand. And then it's like, now I'm a dick. Like what? Now I'm the asshole. Nah, I don't think it works like that. Because sometimes certain things that you say to people, if it's real beef, at least for where I'm from, sometimes beef is warranted to like where people die. You know what I'm saying? So like, we having beef. If, all right, we got beef. Then after the fight, guess what? I fucked you up. And now I'm going to
reiterate everything that I was saying, because now you don't have a rebuttal. So now I feel like I can stomp you down even more because I want you to feel like you're here. Am I an asshole for that? Or am I just real?
Nah, I agree.
Yeah, I want you to. I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, it was good shit. I got the better of this one, man. Good job. Like, because it's just banter. It's not just banter when you're saying crazy shit and crossing crazy lines. Then it's like, I want everything that I said to you before.
Wait, any of your opponents do that?
That you were able to argue back and it was not, and we were arguing and you weren't really hearing, because now you just got to shut the fuck up and take it. Yeah.
Wait, but who, you had opponents like this?
No, but it's just from what I see. I'm just saying, if that's ever me, I just know that it ain't going to be no, it ain't going to be like no, oh, good shit, and it's done. That's just how I feel. But that's why I don't have beef. That's why I don't have drama.
I don't think I've ever seen you like mad.
Yeah, I don't really get angry. Are you not? I don't really get
angry. Yo, his girlfriend laughed and she said,
"I don't get angry. I don't think I get angry." Like,
What makes him the most angry?
Wow. Yeah. Really?
You said you're an angry person.
I don't think I'm angry. Maybe I'm grumpy.
Oh, you know,
I'm irritable.
Yo,
but I'm not.
You have
angry.
Pent up anger.
I know motherfuckers who are angry. I'm not angry.
You have pent up anger that you need to talk to a therapist about, right?
Maybe.
Yo, Randy's huge advocate for therapy.
I am.
You remember?
But not
sports psychologist.
Yeah, I think that's a weakness.
Yeah, no, I remember. Yeah. I remember we were talking about this on your show. That you were saying sports psychologist is a sign of weakness.
I think it is. Not that it can't help someone, but it is a sign of weakness. I think it can help that person for sure. In combat sports. In this sport, so someone's gonna tell me about how to be a better fighter.
No, okay, mentally? But the thing, Randy, the thing about a therapist in general, a good therapist is not telling you what to do. Mm-hmm. They're getting you to reflect on what you should be doing, mm-hmm. right? So, but like even when you were telling me about like the fears of when you're like gassed or whatever, or you know you're compromised,
yeah.
That's some shit I feel like would be interesting. I don't know, maybe you don't give a fuck. Of like, not that.
I don't get tired? How about I have okay. The solution? The solution is. Okay. Hydrate properly, do the right things, and you'll never be in that situation.
Yeah, but you don't. But
I don't need a therapist to tell me that. I need a coach to tell me that. That's what I need. I don't need a therapist.
His stubborn ass. There's definitely been times where like you prepared perfectly, and then you feel like not, you know.
No.
Really?
No. When I've prepared, every time I've prepared perfectly, I've performed. Win, lose, or draw, I've performed.
Yeah. This guy's anti-sports psychologist.
I am anti-sports. Nah. They're fucking scammers.
Yo, what? You have it?
They'll take your money. And also, I do think that MMA fighters are susceptible to things like that because the sport is so young and like the guys aren't really like, you know. So I think.
Yo, the way you shit on MMA fighters is crazy.
I've been in the game, bro. There's some crazy motherfuckers.
Yeah, but there's also.
But there are also some great people.
That's what I always tell people too.
Incredible minds.
Like, who do you think is like the dumbest person in MMA?
I thought you were going to say the smartest. Yeah, the dumbest is
crazy.
But
I was like, I don't care.
You don't care. You don't know who the dumbest is. I don't know. You tell me.
No,
I'm trying.
No, it's not. It's disrespectful if it comes from me. From you, it's
oh, Sean Strickland. Imagine. Sean Strickland. We're about to watch.
Nah, he's actually like shockingly dumb.
Yeah. But I think maybe also some of it is probably just like a smick that he has. Like,
nah, do you think? No, but the thing is, like, I think he's actually dumb is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, maybe. You're right. It could be.
Like, there's nothing that he's ever said where I'm like, oh, that's smart. You know what I mean?
Maybe it's shock value. Maybe he just does it. Maybe he is smart and he just does that for shock value.
Nah, because there's some things, like, you can tell when someone's, like, they might have, like, a particular opinion and you don't agree with it. Mm-hmm. But, like, his shit's just dumb. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, maybe he knows it. Maybe he's just like, you know what? This is, before he started, people started knowing him. He was never really, no one really cared about him. And then once he started, like, being himself and being more, flamboyant and out there and outspoken, people started to like
him. He heard you say the word flamboyant, he would go crazy.
Flamboyant, he'd be like, what do you mean? What do you mean flamboyant?
Bro, every time
that's
he's
gay.
every time he has an opportunity to call someone out, he's always saying how someone's gay. This
he's super judgmental, huh?
He's just like, he's just weird. I don't know how else to say
it. It's an odd guy. But it's crazy. People like that who always like point out everyone else's thing that he doesn't like and why this person's that. Never look in the mirror. I'm like, nigga, you the weirdest out of everybody. Like, what are you talking about? Oh, gay little watch. What are you talking to Izzy? Yeah. Oh, I made a champion mad with gay little watch. Yeah. Like, that's just the biggest hater thing. That watch is like 500K, boy. That shit fire. Like, what are you talking about? You know what I mean?
He was going crazy. He's just odd, bro. He's odd. Okay, you know how I know it's not a front is like, because I know if he was here, he'd be saying the same dumb shit.
Yeah.
He'd be like saying something, and we'd be like, we'd kind of laugh. We'd be like, word, bro.
Not me. I'd say it's stupid.
Yeah, but that's because you could fight. I can't. I'd be like, ha.
Yeah. Yeah, at least you're honest. Like, I love the honesty.
Yeah, it's facts. Like, also, with somebody like that, you don't know, right? Like, he could start swinging at me. Yeah, like,
he might have his gun on him. Yeah, bro. Gun on him
too. That shit. I don't fuck with that.
He said he wants to go to the desert, do something weird.
Yeah, bro.
Let's go to the desert together. Like, do you think he has friends?
You think he has friends? You think he has friends?
Like real friends, probably not. That's like just gym people.
Damn.
Like friends that you came up with, friends that, you know, that didn't maybe take the path that you have, but you know, your real friends, not like your friends that you met in the gym and now your gym buddies your family in the gym is different. I'm talking about your friends that like don't really know much about the fight life, but they know you for real. I don't think so. I don't think he has any of those.
Damn, that's fucked. Speaking of, who's gonna win that fight? Speaking of Strickland, they're showing a little promo right now on the television. I think Imavov's gonna beat him.
Maybe.
Dude, I heard Strickland's just not like, he didn't really train.
Yeah, he just showed up.
Because he was just like, well, he got on. Notice, right? Yeah, he got on like a very, very short notice. Yeah.
Hey, maybe he was.
Respect for him kind of for taking it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to.
5 rounds is crazy.
That's crazy. Off the couch, 5 rounds.
Yeah, but maybe he wasn't just on the couch. Maybe he was.
But the Imavov kid he's talented.
He is. I like the way
he gassed a few times in his previous fights. But he's pretty technical.
Yeah. That jab, sharp. That dude just discombobulated that guy with his jab. Nice.
Heinisch. You hear about that guy's life story?
Yeah, he was in Rikers for mad long for smuggling drugs.
Bro, crazy.
Yeah. Shout out to him, though. He turned his life around, and look at him now.
Yeah. He's jacked, too, Heinisch.
He is.
You think Felder's ever going to fight again? I love
Felder.
Him.
I think Felder. He is, apparently.
You train with him, no?
No, I've never trained with
him. He's not part of the field. Well, he was.
Part of the field team, but he stops in here and there. But every time he stops in, I'm never there. And I've known him coming up when in the amateurs. I used to see him around, you know, but I've never... He cornered against me one time in a fight. I was fighting his boy. I whooped his ass, by the way. But
yo, real talk. If you ever, I don't even want to talk about PFL anymore. But if you could fight Jake Paul, though, think about it. You'd be kind of a perfect.
Oh, speaking of that, Jake Paul actually, the card he signed with PFL and the card that he's going to be on apparently is giving 50% of the revenue to
fighters.
To fighters. I fucks with that.
I fucks with that too. And two, since he wants to do like a. MMA fight with, I think he wants to do like both, like he's gonna get smoked in MMA, but MMA
he needs
and boxing,
to fight someone like maybe he'll fight Diaz in MMA.
Oh, he's gonna smoke.
Oh, he'll fight someone. No, he'll beat Diaz.
Yeah, just because. Jake is way bigger than Diaz.
Yeah,
but I think he's gonna do like one boxing with a guy and then an MMA.
Yeah,
that's why when you could box him, a you'll smoke him in boxing. And
I wouldn't MMA. Get that fight though. I don't think I'm.
Yeah,
I have the. Yeah, at least right now, you gotta. The thing is. With the boxing, these YouTube stars and the big guys, listen, they work. Shout out to them. I love what they're doing. They work smarter, not harder. But I think that you gotta be a draw somehow. You gotta be a massive draw. Yeah. You gotta have some kind of celebrity, and that's the catch. With me to fight someone like that, it's my skill set is too high.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't fight me.
Yeah.
Right. Unless I was like super famous,
right?
And the guys with my skill set that are super famous, he ain't even saying their names,
yeah.
You know. So with my skill set in an actual boxing match, I would fuck him up. But I don't think he'd fight someone like me just because there's no. What's the gain from that for him?
If you ever had like one of those like rogue exhibition like them YouTube, I don't know. If you're ever on one of those cards for some odd reason, kill me, corner you. Please come on, you know how much I'd motivate you.
How much you
bro, crazy motivation.
I'd take one look at you and be like,
bro, come on,
all right, let's get out of here, bro. Let me knock this motherfucker out so I can get out of here.
If you fight like one of them influencer guys, please let me corner you. Come on, you don't even need a coach at that point.
Do I have to pay you?
No, free.
For the free,
come on.
I save some money there.
You're shake
How do you know I'm fighting one of these dudes?
I'm just saying, I said if. It's shake on it.
Right, I'll let you go. I'll let you bring the water. And like,
nah, fuck, I ain't your water boy, bro.
I'll let you bring the water and ice in a bucket.
No, I'm in the ring in between, like, Randy, let's fucking go.
What are you gonna tell me?
Brother, smart things.
Like what?
Just not technical, obviously.
Then that's the fuck I need. I need technical advice.
No, you need, maybe at that point you'll need some motivation, because like if you're doing one of these rogue ass fights, are probably like, you know, it's down the line when you're kind of grandpa status, and I would motivate the fuck out of you.
I don't think I'll be fighting grandpa status, bro. I'm out of here at 36, 37.
How old are you right now?
32.
Oh wait, speaking of cornering, one last thing. You know the Barstool Rough and Rowdy shit? You seen that? Mm-mm. You know Barstool. They mm-hmm. do like these events every couple of months where they basically take like people with zero experience, right? And they put them like one minute round. It's like some like crazy shit. And they basically tell you like swang, swang, swang. I kind of want to do it one time. If I do it, will you corner me?
Yes. Honestly, I think that you should do
an actual fight. Oh, no, I don't know about that.
An amateur fight. Like, I'd train you. Seriously, I think that you'd have a completely different appreciation for what the guys do.
You talk hella shit. I talk shit, but you do know. Hold on. I do talk shit because it's fun, but you do know at the end of the day, I got mad respect for them.
Oh, absolutely. But I think you'll have more respect.
Bro, I do. I respect, like, I always, whenever I'm having a serious conversation about mixed martial artists, I literally am like, these are like not only some of the best athletes in the world, but some of the most disciplined human beings in the world. It's when it's you, honestly, it's your fault. You bring it out of me because I like talking shit with you. And I like talking shit to you. And I like talking shit about you sometimes.
Wow. See?
Even but worse. I only talk shit about you to your face. Which okay. you gotta respect it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
But No. I don't wanna get into an Bro, the only thing that I have, I mean, there's not a lot in here, is this. So, yeah. Like...
You're pretty smart.
Well, yeah, but my point... Well, I just don't want to get less smart.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's why with this rough and rowdy thing, I think it's like... It's either... It's like a couple minutes... It's like three rounds, couple minutes each. Mm-hmm. And they'll match you up with somebody like kind of in your weight class and...
You're just going to go in and go for it?
No. I'm going to be like on my rude boy shit.
All right.
And set him up.
Yeah, I'll corner you.
You'll corner me?
Yeah. We'll make a whole vlog episode out of it.
Bro, 100%.
I'll train you for it and everything.
No, for sure. No, you think... Because I was looking at signing up for the... There's one in March, but I got shit to do before then. And I'm thinking after that. A couple months down the line. I'll line it up in perfect for your camp, so I'll be there every day when you're training.
I don't think I want you around every day I'm training.
Bro. If we spar, though, you're not... The thing is, I can hit you, you can't hit me.
If I'm in camp, I gotta hit you.
No. Bro, you know that's not fair.
See? Now he's playing. You know what?
No. There's clearly a difference between you and I.
Yeah. But I spot a guy your weight on Wednesday. Small guy. He was...
Wait, you said mad
heart. Mad heart. He was going crazy. Trying to knock my head off.
Yeah, but...
All right. But I hit him and he ain't bitch. He just... He's in the trenches, bro. He fired back.
I've landed some strikes on you.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. No, you don't remember? I hit you with one clean one I was kind of hype about. I mean, I missed like the 15 in between that.
You don't remember? I stood up like this and let you hit my stomach?
I don't remember that. Uh-oh. That was actually one of the... I'm not going to lie. That was so embarrassing. I was like, yo, I literally like put everything in my body to try to like do something and you didn't even move. And you just laughed too. And then these two, by the way, I got to call them out. They've... Horrible editing job to make it look like your punch wasn't hard, by the way. Because that shit really hurt. When it broke my rib.
Broke it.
Don't call me pussy. He's
walking around telling people I broke his rib, bro.
Bro, I swear to God.
Pull up the footage.
No, see, their this footage. I don't trust their footage. Their footage
little
is,
tap. I touched him like edited. This. I went like
their,
this.
Their footage yeah. is edited. I don't trust
He fell down and started.
Bro, I'm not lying. I literally remember like.
I'm like, bro, stop.
People don't get it. I'm misunderstood. You know what I mean?
Oh man,
maybe you're misunderstood too.
Yeah, I think all of us are a little misunderstood in some ways.
I agree. Anyways, we'll wrap here, but real quick, so little manifestation prediction time. You know what I'm thinking? Not that you care. I'm thinking knee up the middle, push his nose to the other side.
Need that sound bar.
Yeah. We're not there yet. Yeah?
Yeah, I like it.
I'm thinking, okay, I'll give you official prediction. Two minutes, 49 seconds of round two.
Wow. Can you imagine? Imagine
I Bro, if I do right that, there. You're giving me half your paycheck.
Probably not, but I'll be like, shout out to you.
2:49 of round two, knee up. He's and then he's mad hurt from that, and then boink, and then
it's all over.
That shit, and then you get on the cage and you like flip off the entire Australian crowd.
We love the Aussies. We love them.
Have you been?
No.
Okay, so how do you love them?
I just think it's bad for business to not love them.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll love them.
Since when are you? Nah, fuck that. I say, no, you pull like an ally Aquinta, like just like the fuck you to the crowd. That shit kind of goes crazy.
Yeah, but didn't he not like ineligible for bonuses
for that tweet?
Yeah, but I knew that prior to the tweet. I was just like,
that's crazy, actually, when you think about it.
Yeah, that was his punishment.
Damn. Okay, wait, so then can I get your prediction?
My prediction is this fight doesn't go past the second round. I think okay. I'm going to hit him early and I'm going to hit him a lot.
I agree. I feel like we're going to see his little pale-ass face turn red.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Overly aggressive guys typically don't do too well with me.
I wouldn't even, like, if you submit him, I wouldn't mind. Not that you care, but.
Yeah, maybe.
One of them, the front headlocks. Because you low-key got a really good one.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll take him down. Maybe I'll wrestle. Maybe I'll hit him with a little bit of something spinning. Maybe some karate shit. Some shit.
Randy Nurmagomedov. Just chain wrestle his
ass. Who knows? Maybe I might chain wrestle.
Bro, see, that's how Francis beat Surreal, right? Nobody thought he was going to wrestle.
Yeah, and he wrestled.
He wrestled on a torn ACL.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy.
So you never know.
Damn. All right, well. What is it? When's the fight? February 11th?
February 11th.
And do you know where on the main card you're
I'm the fight before the Cole.
So third
right
fight?
There, right in the middle, yeah.
Who's Cole?
Rodriguez Emmett.
Oh, that's a banger.
That is. That's a fire.
And you're right before, and then it's Islam Alex?
That's Islam Alex.
Who's the other main card fights? It's like a bunch of Aussies, right? I feel like I saw something randomly.
Yeah. Just like two other Americans or some shit. That's it.
All right. Well, Randy Brown, my brother, thank you so much for coming out here.
Thank you for having me, bro.
And it's a pleasure. I'm hyped to see you kick some ass. 5-5 win streak.
You already know. We're going to go out there and do what we do.